thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Daniel 4:25 tells us, "The Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses." As a Bible believer, here are three words that should not be in your vocabulary: luck, coincidence, and fate. Replace them instead with the word providence, which means to see in advance and to provide for. The Westminster Confession of Faith, written in the 17th century, states, "God, the great creator of all things, doth uphold, direct, dispose, and govern all creatures, actions, and things, from the greatest even to the least, by his most wise and holy providence." That means God is in charge, not us. But what about our human will? Can't we act independently? Theologian Dr. R.C. Sproul wrote, "God's sovereign providence stands over and above actions. He works out his will through the actions of human wills without violating the freedom of those human wills." Look at Joseph. His brothers tried to destroy him, but instead their efforts put him on the throne of Egypt and fulfilled God's will. Later he said, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result." Judas's most heinous act of betrayal helped bring about the best thing that ever happened: Christ's atonement for our sins on the cross. Are you confused because of the things going on around you? One reason is because we only utilize about 10% of our mental potential. Plus, Paul points out that now we know only in part. When we get to heaven, God may explain it all, or not. Until then, trust him and rejoice. He's got the whole world in his hands, including you. Rejoice. God has it in hand. From Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.